Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, let's have some fun tonight. Let's have fun tonight here on Final Pitch News Talk 830 WCCO. Because we have been kind of down in the dumps. We have been on this roller coaster of emotions. It's not even really been a roller coaster. It's been down ever since we had the massive trade-off. We've had a couple of nights where we had some fun. We've had a couple of nights where we've lost some games and we just kind of joked around and laughed it off and cracked some jokes. Tonight, we can crack some jokes too, but we won tonight. 7-5 over the Toronto Blue Jays. The phone number, as always, it doesn't change. 651-461-9226. That is the number if you want to call into the show and talk about what transpired in Toronto tonight. You can also call or utilize that same number, 651-461-9226, to text the show. If you're a little bit shy about being on the radio, which I don't know why anybody would be shy. I don't bite. Like, we're just having fun on the radio. Like, me and J-Lo, we're good dudes, right? We're going to talk baseball for the next 30 minutes.
Well, speak for yourself. I can't speak about me.
Oh, man, you're a great dude, man. You're an awesome individual. Good human being. But let's talk some Twins baseball. Let's have some fun with it tonight. Let's just start with the obvious, at least in my opinion. I didn't see that one coming. When the Minnesota Twins fell behind 4-0, I thought the game was over. Because what had the Minnesota Twins done in the last, I don't know how many games, that gave you any indication that they were going to crawl back into not only making this a game, but winning this game? There's nothing that really indicated that to me, because offensively, we have just not been good, right? Like, yeah, Matt Warner was out of his mind last night, and we'll get to him again tonight because he had the big blast that won the game. But we haven't consistently done anything offensively that said we were going to crawl back from being down 4-0. But it ended up happening. Now, let's start with the pitching, though, for a second. Because one of the things that me and Jonathan Lowe talked about last night was Joe Ryan not looking like Joe Ryan. Well, in terms of the way that Joe Ryan's had an all-star season and how good he's been this season, he looked like the Joe Ryan the previous start. And so now Joe Ryan has back-to-back had some really bad starts. Well, tonight, Bailey Ober, it didn't look good early. Now, he settled in after getting rocked early and ended up going 5 innings, giving up 10 hits, 4 earned runs. He didn't walk anybody. He struck out 3, but he gave up 2 home runs. So he threw 96 pitches. He was able to get you through 5. Okay? He settled down after the first couple of innings and just he was able to be – he was able to calm it, okay? Calm it down a little bit. He bought them some time. but it was about the offense coming back. It was about big home runs from Luke Kuechel, Mickey Gasper in the ninth, Matt Wallner winning it with the three-run bomb that he hit. It was just that was one I didn't see coming. I think there are a lot of times where you can not necessarily predict the future, but you look at the way that the game is going, and you can see a team starting to get some momentum. That one threw me, J-Lo. That one threw me because of all the players that would tie the game up, Mickey Gasper was the last one that I would have had on the list. And I'm dead serious when I say that. He is the last guy that I thought would have tied the game up. You could have said any other name with regards to the Twins, and I would have said that guy, that guy, that guy. Even Edward Julian, who I give a lot of flack to, I would have said him over Mickey Gasper. Mickey Gasper's done nothing to make me feel like he is worthy of being out there. And tonight, he had his best outing as not only as a Twin, but probably as a major leaguer. But what was your thoughts just overall on them coming back? Because I didn't see it coming.
Two things. Number one, to top it all off before I get to my 2 points, neither did I. No, I did not either. The first thing regarding Gasper, he got that bloop hit early in the game, and I was actually, the way it was going at that point, I was actually going to grab that as a highlight. Because I'm like, you know, Gasper, I think they said 0 for 27. He broke an 0 for 27 at the plate. I'm like, that's a good thing. That guy should get a little bit of pub, a little bit of credit for breaking out of that streak, especially on such a miserable night. But maybe that freed him up. Maybe that gave him a little bit of confidence and enough confidence to just take a deep breath, roll his shoulders, bow back his shoulders a little bit and get some confidence. And and they said that during the broadcast. The other thing was, this was what I like to call a Keystone Cops victory. This was a Keystone Cops victory because for about six innings, at least the first five innings, the Twins were, it seemed like they were bumbling, it seemed like they were stumbling. Yep. And even after the home run by Kuechel, and I have this as a highlight because they scored on this play, but what happened in the seventh inning with the double play? What happened in the eighth inning when Wallner, I think it was the eighth inning when Wallner got thrown out at third base.
Yep. When who was it? Austin Martin? Oh no, it was Fitzgerald. He didn't bunt because it didn't contact the bat.
No. It was Outman.
It was Outman. Yep. And it got past the catcher, and then yeah.
Yeah. And it was just again a little league type of play, and the catcher Kirk picked it up and threw him out. Martin was the guy that got doubled off of second.
Yep.
In the seventh inning. So.
How about Gasper's base running? I thought the base running tonight by the Twins was awful. To think that
exactly.
We won this game as poorly as we ran the bases, we still won. I can't believe it.
I was thinking when when it was 4-2, I said this is unreal that the Twins are still in this game for. And again, I'm not watching the game. I'm listening to parts of the game. For as bad as the Twins sounded as they played, they were still in the game. And that's a credit to Oberg, like you said, settling in, and the bullpen putting zeros on the board until the ninth inning.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. If you would like to react to this Twins victory tonight, because I just did not. This is one of those games where you're like, okay, how do you explain that? Because I didn't see that one coming. The comeback. I didn't see that one coming. Look, to see the team fight and get back into it, yeah, that's cool because they did the same thing last night. And then, eventually after, Wallner, gets them back in it and they're clawing back within a couple of runs, then what ends up happening, the bullpen, what was it, Kruschke last night just was awful and gave up four back. The bottom line was the bullpen tonight held it down and the Twins eventually caught the Blue Jays in the ninth. Mickey Gasper, solo shot, tied it up at four, and then Matt Wallner with the bomb that gave the Twins a 7-4 lead. They eventually win 7-5. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Love to get your reaction. Love to get your text. This is Final Pitch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, welcome back to Final Pitch News Talk, 830-WCCO. Henry Lake, Jonathan Lowe, second consecutive night. Twins get the victory. They break the losing streak, 7-5 over the Toronto Blue Jays. And we mentioned that Bailey Ober, it wasn't a great night for Ober, but the bullpen had his back. The offense picked him up. Let me just go ahead and say this now, because this is a guy that I haven't had much faith in the entire season. He has been somebody that I've stated on this show that I didn't have much faith in. I'm just going to go ahead and give him his props. And you know me well, J-Lo, in that, like, I know in this business, like, when you give an opinion, you know, sometimes people are going to hate it. Sometimes people are going to love it. But, you know, to me, I'm going to give opinions and I'm going to stand by those. But I'm a fair person when I give an opinion. When somebody does something and I think that they've done it well, I give them props for that. When somebody has played poorly or not done so well, then we talk about that too. So I'm not somebody that is going to not show love when I think that they should get some love or some positivity. And that person is Cody Funderburk. You guys know this. Typically, when he comes in a baseball game, I am squeamish. I am expecting him to give up hits and give up runs. He did not do that tonight. He went 1 1/3, and he struck out a batter on 15 pitches. That's it. He didn't do anything wrong tonight. And to take it a step further, I actually think that Funderburk has been pretty decent for the last couple of weeks, to be honest with you. So, and don't take this as like a small thing. This is a big deal. J-Lo, it's a big deal for me to say on this radio show that Cody Funderburk is pitching well right now. Because typically, I don't say that.
You usually don't. Usually keep it 100, as they like to say in the streets.
I try to.
And the fact that he has been able to get out of innings, he's been able to tonight, you know, put up zeros. It's big for this team right now because you need something positive going forward, and this is something positive that they can take, hopefully, through the last month of the season.
Yeah. You want the positivity. I think more than anything, that is what the fans want. The fans want the positivity. And so when I say that, we know that that's the case because the fans want something that they can look at, that they can lean into, that will make them feel good about the trades and make them look forward to the off season. The last week and a half, though, has been such a struggle that I think the fans have kind of just lost, I don't say lost sight of that, but they have got very much disinterested. And they have pivoted to other things, like the Minnesota Lynx, like the great Minnesota get-together and the Minnesota State Fair. So there's a lot that's going on. College football starts this weekend. Specifically, what the Gophers play this Thursday, I think. The Gophers play this Thursday against Buffalo.
Both the Gophers and the Badgers are playing Thursday night.
Okay. So when you see the team have a game like tonight, it makes you feel a little bit better about them. With all that being said, I've never once given Cody Funderburk props. I've done that tonight. You know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to talk to you about who cooked tonight, and this is absolutely a first. This is an absolute first on this show. Not only do we give props to Cody Funderburk, but we're going to give props to Mickey Gasper. Kind of. Mickey Gasper at the plate tonight was 3 for 4. 3 for 4. And Mickey Gasper is somebody that I have had no faith in at the plate. He's batting a robust 154. He hit a home run tonight. He hit a home run tonight. It's like a national holiday. He was 3 for 4. And by the way, he is who cooked tonight. But with that who cooked tonight, there were some mistakes that were made. All right, so let me get to those mistakes too, though, J-Lo. And you talked about a big-time situation in which the Twins were rallying and they had the getting doubled off. Remember that play where Gasper scored? That was in the seventh inning, right?
In the seventh, yep.
All right, so in that particular inning, Gasper singled, Austin Martin walked. So now you got runners on first and second, and Louis Varland was in the game. So you've got runners on first and second with nobody out. Ryan Jeffers is hitting for Trevor Larnach. Jeffers singles to right, which creates a bases loaded situation. But this is where I'm going to give Gasper some grief. I don't know what you thought on that play. If Gasper reads that, because it was a bloop single, he should have scored. Like, how you don't score on that is beyond me. He did not read the ball well off the bat, and he ended up at third. Should have scored, okay? Should have scored. Didn't, though. So now they've got bases loaded with nobody out. So Lee, as in Brooks Lee, he ends up hitting the ball that gets caught. And on this play, Gasper eventually scores, but Austin Martin gets doubled off a second. Now, I'm not going to sit here and make excuses for Austin Martin because he was way too off of second base, but I thought that Gasper, he didn't read the ball well there too. And he screwed up Austin Martin. If you look back at the replay, he screwed up on that play too. Eventually did score because they doubled Austin Martin. I'm saying all this to say that Mickey Gasper, as horrendously as he ran the bases tonight and as bad as the Twins ran the bases, he ended up being the player that cooked tonight. Your thoughts, J-Law?
I mean, as the game went on, there were really two players that were showing up offensively. One was Gasper, and one was Brooks Lee. And then Keyshaw got going, and then the rest of the lineup seemed to gather steam. But Gasper was, yes, it's a dichotomy of the Twins right now. Part of the problem, part of the solution, part of the problem.
I hear you, man. So Mickey Gasper This was his highlight, or one of his highlights tonight, where he throws out the base stealer to end the eighth inning.
Runner goes, 0-2 is high. The throw from Gasper's a good one, and they nailed Clement at second base. Nice throw, Mickey. Have a night. Two hits, and he throws out Clement at second base.
Mickey Gasper, that's who cooked tonight. Presented by Chef IQ Sense. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense. Buy yours now at chefiq.com. We'll take a break.
And the reason, real quick, the reason I chose that highlight, not only was it a defensive play that he should get credit for as well, that was an important point in the game. That was the end of the eighth inning that kept the Twins down by one going into the ninth when he went up to the plate.
Yep. All right, we'll get to the highlights. We'll get to the post-game reaction. Twins defeat the Blue Jays 7-5, and this is Final Pitch. All right, the final segment of Final Pitch, a winning Final Pitch for the Twins, 7-5 over the Toronto Blue Jays. Henry Lake and Jonathan Lowe here having some fun on a Tuesday night. It did not look good for the Twins early. Bailey Ober getting off to a rough start after Joe Ryan got off to a rough start. At this particular point in the game, after already trailing and being down 3-0, the second homer of the night, George Springer, put the Toronto Blue Jays at this point up in the bottom of the fifth, 4-0.
And this one hit high in the air to deep left center field. That one's headed for the flight deck. See ya. Second home run for George Springer. It was a fastball, Perk. And Springer waited him out.
All right, Brooks Lee's been swinging a hot bat. He's still hot because tonight in the top of the sixth, he started a rally for the Twins, and he started with a single.
As the 2-1, ripped to left center field, base hit for Brooks Lee, his second hit of the night. Lucas over to fetch it. Two-hit night for Brooks, and that was a nice little line drive the other way for Brooks. Third hit for the Twins.
Let's go, Brooks. Luke Keyshaw, we love him. He hits one out. It cut the 4-0 deficit to 4-2.
As Luke Keyshaw awaits, he is 0-1. And this ball is hit well for Luke. Left center field. Long run back for Springer. Looking up and see you later. Home run. Luke Keyshaw. Keyshaw's still sprinting as he gets to second. He'll gear down. Twins have cut this lead in half. Lee and Keyshaw back-to-back knocks. Home run for Luke makes it a 4-2 Jays lead.
That was one of my favorite highlights of the night, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if you're watching the game, Luke Keyshaw, he didn't take anything for granted. He was hustling from the moment that he hit the ball. He was close to second base when he slowed down and noticed that it was a home run. Like, that's hustle, man. He hustles. I love Luke. He's awesome. Brooks Lee, again, this was his sacrifice fly that actually ended up being turned into a double play. At this particular point, the Twins cut into that deficit a little bit more, but they still trail 4-3.
No balls and two strikes to Lee. Spreads out, swings, lines one into right center field. That ball is caught. A diving catch was made. The lead runner, Gasper, goes back to tag. He scores with a double off Austin Martin at second base.
Terrible base running, by the way, by both those guys on that play. But anyway, Mickey Gasper, I give him this. He made up for all of the base running blunders, hitting his first major league home run in the top of the ninth. It tied the game at 4.
As the 1-0 hit high in the air, right field for Mickey Gasper. And what a time for his first big league home run. Mickey Gasper ties it with a blast into the party deck in right. We're tied at 4. A three-hit night, he throws out a would-be base thief, and he ties the game with his first career home run. What a night for Mickey.
If you thought that that was bad for Blue Jays fans, it got worse, because Matt Wallner, who hit two dingers last night, he hit the game-winning home run tonight right after Mickey Gasper with two runners on, three-run bomb, Twins lead 7-4, eventually would win 7-5.
Pitch on the way, swung on and hit high in the air. Right center field, does it have the distance, base of the wall? You bet it does! Home run, Matt Wallner, and the Twins lead 7-4.
Matt Wallner, that kid's got some power, man. 7-5, Twins defeat the Blue Jays. Rocco Baldelli, just talk about how your team bounced back from the earlier mistakes.
we stayed at it really well. We had guys that did things earlier in the game. They didn't let it bother them and drag them down in any way. And then they come through late in the game for us. And we had multiple guys do that. It was great that we pressed on. And no matter what happens, you're always in the game. You always have the ability to do something, make plays, and win. And we felt that today. We had some guys come up huge late in the game. That was so enjoyable to watch. That was some great baseball.
All right, Mickey Gasper, he knew that the home run in the ninth was gone, but he just wanted to focus on catching the ninth.
Yes, I knew it was gone. The emotions were, all right, tie game, let's get, you know, after I touch home plate, I thanked the good Lord, and then I was ready, you know, go talk to Pete and, you know, how to get a zero up there. So I just got to keep moving pitch to pitch.
And last but not least, Bailey Ober talking about trying to navigate the Blue Jays and specifically George Springer.
Trying to navigate through that lineup without my best stuff tonight. Felt like I did an okay job. Just try not to throw right middle fastballs to George Springer, and then it's a little bit better.
And that was it. So the Twins defeat the Blue Jays 7-5. We'll see who wins the series tomorrow. We don't definitively know who the starter is going to be for the Twins, but it sounds like potentially it could be the return of Simeon Woods Richardson. We will see. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow evening right here after the game on Final Pitch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.